Welcome to Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2. A brief introduction to this Mishnah. There was a very interesting political infrastructure in the Jewish nation, and there were two leaders that ran the Jewish people. The Nasi, kind of like the president, he was the advocate for the people, and the Av Beis Din, the head of the Jewish Supreme Court, the head of the Sanhedrin, and he advocated the law. Often we find that the Nasi was more lenient as he tried to make Judaism easier, I guess you could say, more manageable. And the Av Beis Din stuck to his guns, which was to make sure that the letter of the law was enforced. And we see in this Mishnah a machlokas, a disagreement, and this disagreement spanned five generations of leaders between the Nasi, the president, and the Av Beis Din, the head of the Supreme Court. What is the machlokas? We know that every animal that an individual brings, whether it's an obligatory or it's just one that he donated, one needs to do smicha. The owner has to lean his body weight on the head of the animal while it is still alive. That's called smicha. This Mishnah discusses a sacrifice that we bring on Yontif. If you're allowed to do smicha, if you can lean on the animal of Yontif or not. Let's see the Mishnah. Yossi ben Yoezer Omer. Yossi ben Yoezer said not to do, shelo lismoch, not to do smicha, because he says that since you're resting your full weight on the animal, comes out you're using an animal, you're not allowed to use an animal on Yontif. What do you mean? But don't you have to have smicha? He holds that smicha doesn't have to be right before the animal is slaughtered, right before the animal is brought, and therefore one can do smicha mib'od yom before Yontif. Yossi ben Yochanan, who was his counterpart, Omer lismoch, he said, no, one should do smicha, one should lean, because he holds that the law is that one must do smicha, the leaning, right before the shechita, and therefore one has to do it on Yontif. Yoshua ben Prachya, Omer shelo lismoch, Yoshua ben Prachya said not to do smicha, the next generation, Nitihar Beili Omer lismoch, Nitihar Beili said that one should do smicha, one should lean. This is the second pair. Yehuda ben Tabai Omer, third pair, Yehuda ben Tabai says shelo lismoch, one should not do smicha. Shimon ben Shetach, who is his counterpart, Omer lismoch, he says to do it. Shmai Omer lismoch, Shai says to lean. Avtayan Omer shelo lismoch, Avtayan says not to. The next pair. They were the fourth pair. Hillel umenachim lo nechatu. Hillel, who was the Nasi, the prince, leader, the president, and Menachem, who was the Av Beis Din, they didn't argue. Everyone agreed, even Menachem agreed, that one may do smicha on Yontif. Yatza Menachem, then Menachem left his post, and he began to work for King Hordas. Nichnas Shammai, so Shammai replaced him, and he became the Av Beis Din, the head of the Jewish people, and he argued on Hillel. Shammai Omer Shelo Lismoch. Shammai said not to do smicha. Hillel Omer Lismoch. Hillel said one should lean. Says the Mishnah, Harishonim Hayu Nesiim. The first person that was mentioned in each of these pairs was the Nasi, was the president. So Yossi ben Yoezer, Yeshua ben Prachya, Yehuda ben Tabai, Shmaya, and Hillel. Ushnim Lamavos Beis Din. And the ones that are mentioned second were the heads of the Supreme Court, Yossi ben Yochanan, Nitar Beili, Shon ben Chetach, Avtalion, and Shammai. Each one of them was the Av Beis Din, the head of the Jewish Supreme Court. It comes out like this, that in the first three pairs, the Nasi, the president said that one should not do smicha, and the Av Beis Din, the head of the Supreme Court, said that one should do smicha. In the second, latter two pairs, the Nesiim, the president said one should do smicha, and the Av Beis Din, the one that was head of the Supreme Court, said one should not do smicha. Wishing you a very successful upcoming week.